May it please the Court. As has been established by seven of your fellow Federal Circuit Courts of Appeals and ruled upon by Judge William Lee of the Northern District of Indiana, my client, Mr. John Freeman, asks you to also recognize that the freedom from malicious prosecution is part of the United States Constitution, the Fourth Amendment. The reason for this is because he is bringing a malicious prosecution claim against Robert Guy, the prosecutor of White County, as well as the Monticello Police Department in the name of the city of Monticello. He's pursued this claim primarily because in 2004 he had eight charges brought against him, and in 2006 seven of those charges were dropped and one of which he was found not guilty upon. He is alleged in his well-pled complaint that this was a conspiracy between the police department and Robert Guy to investigate him with personal animosity and to manipulate the government powers that Robert Guy had as a prosecutor and the Monticello Police Department had and investigated him. He has many incidents that were all well pled, and they were matters of administrative and investigatory powers used by Robert Guy in his powerful position as a prosecutor, as well as using the police department of Monticello. This area of law is an important area of law that's been recognized, as I said, by seven of your fellow circuit courts of appeals, as well as Judge Lee just last year ruled in Cannon v. Christopher that this right is recognized as a Fourth Amendment right. Otherwise, Mr. Freeman, who came to our law firm after many of these had run, as is recognized by Judge Van Bocklin, and we have pursued this claim on the Fourth Amendment from the very beginning in our pleadings of this case. In the complaint of paragraphs 85 and 86, we pled the Fourth Amendment right as the right on which he was pursuing these claims. They were not addressed by Judge Van Bocklin, but we now ask this court to adopt that right because the unique nature of the Fourth Amendment seizing the person of Mr. Freeman, through these malicious prosecutions. And secondly, the federal courts are a unique and well-situated court to adjudicate these rights because when malicious prosecution occurs at the state court level, the powers, as we all know, of a prosecutor and a police department expand beyond just their confines, and a state court is not the place that a resident of a county wants to go to adjudicate a malicious prosecution case. He wants to go to the federal courts who have uniquely protected those rights and freedoms throughout the history of our country. And I'll reserve the rest of mine for rebuttals, Your Honor.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Betts. Mr. Arthur?
Your Honor, actually, I'm Wayne Ewell for the City of Monticello. I'm dividing argument with Mr. Arthur, who represents the prosecutor. Very briefly, Your Honor, it's our position that with respect to the city, the plaintiff waived the arguments that are being made here by not responding to the city's motion to dismiss. The plaintiff says that he made those arguments in an earlier response that he was going to adopt, but in fact even that earlier response didn't respond to the city's two arguments that are at issue here. First of all, there's no allegation of municipal liability under Monell, no allegation of a policy, practice, or custom that would subject the city to liability, no claim here against any individual police officers. And with respect to the malicious prosecution claim, that's been rejected by this court in Newsom versus McCabe. Any seizure claim here is barred by the statute of limitations. And there's nothing here to bring this case beyond Newsom, no kind of a Brady violation, no kind of a fair trial right that was violated. So we would ask that the dismissal of the city be affirmed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Yule. Mr. Betts? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm completely mixed up. Okay, Mr. Arthur, sorry.
Good morning. May it please the Court. My name is David Arthur. I'm a Deputy Indiana Attorney General here on behalf of Robert Guy, the prosecuting attorney of White County, Indiana. The complaint in this case, the amended complaint, alleges in paragraph 2, and this is repeated in paragraph 90, that this case concerns the prosecution of Mr. Freeman, the plaintiff. And the simple fact is you cannot sue a prosecutor for prosecuting. There's not a single act that is alleged in the complaint that is within the statute of limitation. There were some claims that were thrown out because they're older than the they're beyond the statute of limitation, but there's not a single fact alleged that constitutes an administrative or an investigatory act on behalf of Mr. Guy. He is alleged to have engaged in a conspiracy to charge and to convict. And charging and convicting are events that are intimately associated with the judicial phase of a prosecution, and therefore Mr. Guy is absolutely immune. And for that reason, the judgment of the district court should be affirmed. That is all I have, unless there are any questions from the court.
Do you believe they stated a constitutional federal question in this case?
They certainly made a federal claim in the sense that they said that there was a violation of the Fourth Amendment, but as Mr. Ewell explained and as our brief shows, there is no federal cause of action for malicious prosecution under this court's decision in Newsom. So for that reason, there should be a dismissal. The reason that we went to the immunity question for the prosecutor rather than simply relying on that point is that immunity is immunity from suit, not merely immunity from liability. So it's a preliminary question, and that's why it was addressed first. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Arthur. Mr. Betts, how much time does he have? 2 minutes?
Thank you, Your Honor. Let me just address Newsom v. McCabe. The court did not decide this issue. The court expressly decided that it had not reached that issue of the Fourth Amendment and whether the freedom that Mr. Freeman believes he enjoys from malicious prosecution is part of the Fourth Amendment. So Newsom v. McCabe expressly says just the opposite of what was just presented to you. It decides that it has not been decided, and it expressly says so. Secondly, as to the immunity, throughout the complaint, I could review it paragraph by paragraph, but it clearly states a claim of Mr. Guy, the prosecutor, being the puppeteer, the mastermind of this conspiracy, and directing the forces of the Monticello Police Department to investigate Mr. Freeman on numerous occasions, since situations such as taking his own camera, Mr. Freeman's camera, and prosecuting him for stealing his own camera. That's an incident. That investigation, that administrative work was directed by Mr. Guy. That is the allegations of the conspiracy. So he is not absolutely immune. He is only qualified immunity. As to the waiver, that is a manufactured issue. It's a non-issue. Under that same theory, they have not argued or responded to the Fourth Amendment, so they've responded. They have waived that. I don't make that argument because I think it's a silly argument. I think it's just as silly as the argument they made that the waiver was made. The Judge Van Bocklin said the issues were fully briefed in this case and addressed the issues that were argued in this case on all points. That's all I have.
Mr. Betts, is there any indication what the occupation of your client is?
The occupation of my client is he's a former CPA and he's an entrepreneur.
Thank you.
That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Betts, and thank you to the defendant's lawyers and the